Hey y'all, and welcome to Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. Today, we're talking about untaming your inner power. We're all born with it, the ability to harness our own inner strength and power as a woman. But as we grow up, we're taught that it's not okay to show that kind of strength. We're told that being strong is unfeminine and that we should be quiet and submissive instead. But what if that's not true? What if there's actually an unspoken expectation for women in our society? And what if, instead of being denied, you could embrace your inner power and use it to do good things? That's exactly what we're going to talk about in this episode. How to embrace your inner power and use it for good. In this episode, we'll be discussing what is our inner power? Where does it come from? And how can you tap into it? We're going to talk about how do you identify the areas in your life where your power is being used for good, or maybe not, and how you can use your power for good in those specific areas. You are going to want to grab a pen and paper for this episode. We are going to dig in and we're going to get real. If you're driving, feel free to listen and just come back later and make sure you really take some time to reflect on these questions. Untaming your inner power is the ability to tap into your core. You can only access your inner power by being vulnerable, honest, and self-aware. Inner power is a key component of our personal growth as human beings. We all have it, but we often don't know how to access it or use it in our daily lives. This is because we are taught to hide our vulnerabilities and pretend that everything's okay, even when it's not. We're told that being vulnerable is weak, and that being honest about our feelings will make us seem weak. It's time for us to stop hiding behind these misconceptions. In order for you to make progress towards gaining inner power, you must first become aware of what makes up your core. Your core consists of all the things that make up who you are as an individual. Your values, your personality traits, your beliefs, everything about you. Once you've identified what makes up your core, you need to be vulnerable enough with yourself so that you can start sharing those things with other people in an authentic way. This will help them better understand where you're coming from and why certain things are so important to you. Therefore, helping them understand why they should support those things too. By being vulnerable, you are able to connect with others on a deeper level. It allows you to be real with yourself and those around you. When you are honest and self-aware, you can see where growth areas exist and use that information to improve yourself. Inner power is not something that is given to you by someone else. It is something that comes from within each of us individually. The key is knowing how to access it when necessary. When you're vulnerable, you give yourself permission to be seen in all of your glory. You know who you are, what makes you tick, and what makes you cry. And y'all, that is okay. It's not about being perfect or having everything figured out. It's about being real with yourself and those around you. Being honest means taking responsibility for your actions, your words, your thoughts, and your feelings. When we're honest with ourselves about why we feel something or someone else's behavior towards us, or just another person in general, we can learn from it instead of getting stuck in a cycle of blame and guilt. Being self-aware means learning how our internal processes work so that we can better understand ourselves as individuals and how our actions affect others around us. This allows us to make choices based on our values rather than emotions alone, which will hopefully lead us down a more fulfilling path in life. As a woman, you are at the center of your life. You make all the decisions. You decide what you want, who you want to be, and how you're going to get there. You are in control of your destiny, and it's up to you how far you want to take that control. But sometimes we stop listening to ourselves and start letting others tell us what they think we should do with our lives. We let society dictate our worth based on our appearance or financial status or whether we fit in with everyone else around us. We let others define us instead of defining ourselves. But that's not who we are, y'all. That's not where our power lies as women. You have the ability to tap into your inner core as a woman and find strength within yourself that nobody else can take away from you. Women are powerful. We are strong. We are resilient. We are capable of so many things, even when the odds are stacked against us. Whether you're trying to make it through a challenging day at work or you just want to feel more confident in your own skin, tapping into your core and inner power as a woman is key. So how do you do this? Start by finding some time for yourself, even just 10 minutes. And I want you to close your eyes and breathe deeply for about 5 of those minutes. When you're ready, visualize what kind of woman you want to be today. Someone who is confident in her own skin and unafraid of anyone else's opinion. Someone who knows what she wants out of life and goes after it with gusto. Someone who can laugh at their own mistakes because she knows they don't define her in any way. Then I want you to repeat this exercise every morning until it becomes second nature. You have all the power within yourself. All you need to do is be willing to sit with yourself and tap into it. It's time to stop being afraid of your own power. You've got it inside yourself, and all you have to do is be willing to pull it out. It's not going anywhere. You're just choosing not to use it. But what if we told you that there's so many ways that this inner strength can help improve our life? And what if we told you that all of those ways start with knowing yourself? You see, when we don't know who we are or where our strengths come from, then how can we harness them? How can we use them for good? How can we make ourselves better and our lives better? And once you figure out what makes up your inner strength, and honestly, y'all, it could take a little bit of time, then it's time to start taking action. You have to start putting yourself out there. Because if no one knows who you are or what makes up your identity, then how can they help empower themselves through knowing themselves? How can they make their lives better if they don't have anyone around them who will tell them what they're capable of? Here are 5 ways to help identify and explore some self-empowerment and harness your inner strength as women. So first, the most important thing is self-reflection. Take time to reflect on your values, your goals, your passions, and your strengths. Ask yourself what areas of your life you want to empower and what steps you can take to achieve that. Understanding yourself better is the first step towards self-empowerment. So come back to this part if you need, but I want y'all to write down these 3 questions and truly answer them. If you're driving, just think about it right now, but I highly encourage you to go back and write it down because the more we write things down, the more likely we are to take action. So first, I want you to write down, what are the things in my life that bring me joy and fulfillment? Am I prioritizing them enough in my daily routine and life choices? Second, I want you to write down, what are my biggest fears and how are they holding me back from achieving my goals? What steps can I take to overcome them and move towards my desired outcomes? And third, what am I most grateful for in my life? And how can I appreciate and make the most of things even more? How can I use these things to inspire and motivate myself to create positive change in my life and the lives of those around me? Next, I want to make sure that you seek inspiration. Look for inspiring role models and women who have accomplished what you aspire to achieve. Read their books, listen to their interviews, listen to their podcasts, or attend any talks you can attend. Be in their space. Learn from their experiences and let their stories fuel your motivation and belief in your own potential. It's important to remember that what you listen to and who you surround yourself with will ultimately play a huge factor in your life. Third, I want y'all to set some personal goals. Clearly define what self-empowerment means to you. Identify some specific goals and targets that align with your values and aspirations. Break down these goals into smaller, achievable steps, and then create an action plan to work towards them. So you want to know how to define what self-empowerment means to you. Just so you know, this can be a very personal and introspective process. But I'm going to give you a couple things to reflect on, and feel free to jump into our VIP group or comment below with any thoughts y'all have on this. So first and foremost, in order to really figure out what self-empowerment is to you, y'all have to reflect on your values. Consider what principles and beliefs are most important to you. What do you value in your personal and your professional life? Identifying your core values will help you align your understanding of self-empowerment with what matters most to you in life. Secondly, evaluate your strengths. Reflect on your unique qualities, your skills, and the strengths that you possess. What are you good at? And what are you super passionate about? Understanding your strengths will help you recognize how you can leverage them to empower others and yourself. Also, I want you to consider your goals and aspirations. Think about what you want to achieve, both in the short term and the long term. What are your dreams? How do they relate to your personal growth? How do they relate to your relationships, your career, or other areas of your life? Identifying your goals will clarify the direction of your self-empowerment journey. Next, I want you to reflect on past experiences. And I know this can be probably the most difficult one, y'all, but reflect on times when you felt empowered or when you felt a lack of empowerment. What factors contributed to those feelings? What actions or mindset shifts helped you overcome challenges and gain a sense of empowerment? Learning from past experiences can provide super valuable insight into what self-empowerment means to you. And next, I just want y'all to define self-empowerment in your own words. Take time and truly put into words and write down what self-empowerment means to you. This is going to look different for everybody, and that is okay. Write a personal definition that encapsulates your values, your strengths, your goals, and your aspirations. It can be a simple statement or a detailed description. The key is that it resonates with you and captures your understanding of self-empowerment. Remember, self-empowerment is a subjective concept, and it may evolve and change as you grow and learn. Be open to refining your definition over time and embrace the journey of self-discovery. By defining self-empowerment for yourself, you set the foundation for creating a meaningful and empowered life aligned with your goals, your values, and all your dreams. So, fourth on our list is surround yourself with positive, supportive people. Y'all, connect with like-minded women who believe in your potential and support your journey towards self-empowerment. Seek out healthy and safe mentors, join a healthy community, or participate in support groups where you can share your experiences, seek guidance, and receive encouragement. And fifth, practice self-care and self-development, y'all. Take care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. I know I preach self-care all the time, but it's because self-care is so much deeper than bubble baths, and I want to see everyone living a healthy and empowered life. Incorporate self-care practices into your routine, such as exercise, eating healthy, mindfulness, meditation, journaling. So many things can be part of your self-care routine. Engage in activities and hobbies that bring y'all joy, that boost your confidence, and expand your knowledge and skills. Y'all, we can never stop learning. Remember that self-empowerment is a personal and ongoing journey. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate your achievements along the way, and don't be afraid to seek help or ask for support when needed. Harnessing your inner strength is about continuously learning, growing, and embracing the power within you as a woman. So to identify the areas in your life where you're using your power for good or where there's room for improvement, and to learn how to use your power for good, let's talk about a couple action steps. First, reflect on your actions and impact. Take time to reflect on your behaviors, your choices, and actions in different areas of your life, especially things like your relationships, work, community involvement, or just your personal development. Consider the consequences, good and bad, of your actions and whether they align with your values and the greater good. Reflect on the positive impacts you have made and areas where there may be a little room to improve. Also, sometimes it's important to seek feedback and different perspectives. Reach out to trusted and safe friends, family members, mentors, and colleagues, and ask for their honest feedback. Ask them how they perceive your actions and whether they see you using your power for good in various areas, or are you struggling in certain spots? Different perspectives can provide valuable insight and help you identify blind spots or areas for improvement. Y'all, do not take this personal. It is okay that we are not perfect and that there may be areas we need to improve. But especially think about it in some of your close relationships. We sometimes unintentionally hurt people. Y'all, we have to be open and willing to take the feedback and apply it to our lives so that way we ensure not only are we happy, but those that are closest to us also feel that same love and happiness. So next on our list, assess alignment with your values. Consider your values, we talked about these up above, and how they align with your actions in various areas of your life. Evaluate whether your actions reflect your core values or whether you're dealing with some misalignment right now. Identify areas where your actions might be inconsistent with your values and think about how you can adjust your behavior to better align with what you believe is good and ethical. This is why it's so key to truly understand your essence and the power within you. Next, I want you to identify opportunities for positive impact. Look for opportunities within your daily life and in the areas where you have influence to use your power for good. This could involve supporting causes that align with you, or maybe just helping another person out. Maybe it's just practicing kindness, advocating for positive change, or using your skills and resources to make a difference. Identify some specific actions you can take in each area to make a positive impact. And last, take action and commit to growth. Once you have identified the areas for improvement and opportunities for positive impact, make a commitment to take action, y'all. Set specific goals and create an action plan to incorporate positive changes. And use your power for good in those areas. Prioritize continuous learning and personal growth to develop the skills and mindset needed to make a sustained positive impact. So as y'all have heard throughout this podcast, self-empowerment is an important part of creating a more compassionate and empowered world. By exploring your own inner strength, you can harness the power within yourself to make positive changes in the world around you. This could be on a macro level or even just in your own home. I really hope this podcast has kind of helped you gain some insight into how to achieve true empowerment, both as an individual and as a member of society. I also hope that it's inspired you to take some action on something that matters to you. Remember, there is no single path to self-empowerment. Your journey will look different from those of other women and men who are striving for self-empowerment. There is no one way to do it, but there are several strategies that can help you get started on your path towards achieving true empowerment. The first step is always the most difficult one. Just take an action on what matters most to you. Y'all, in case no one told you today, you are beautiful and loved, my friends. Don't forget, empowered voices change the world. Make sure yours is being heard.